The army operating in the squad organization in Honduras. He was detained on September 12, 1981, and we wanted to know about his whereabouts. Asking him in jail in every institution of the country, and no one gave us any answer about his whereabouts. And we decided that we needed to look for him continuously, and that should be a demand from the family at first, but then in doing this search for him, in searching for him, we met other families that were having the same situation, and that's when we started talking about organizing, because this was definitely an organized political action, political terror coming from the state. So we, as family members who were affected by this situation, by this experience, needed to organize to counterattack this kind of policy from the government. Then I became considered an enemy of the government, a dangerous person. There were some recommendations from the right-wing people that I should be taking away my nationality, because I was announcing all what was going on and saying that the responsible was the government, and concretely the army of Honduras. And so that's why they considered me as the enemy of the government. At the National Congress, we were asking for interviews with the president of the nation. We were asking for interviews with the chief of the army, even though we knew the army was the responsible one. We were asking for support from the Catholic Church hierarchy, and we were asking for support at every level. We knew we could get support. But of course, this was very difficult. We were like knocking into iron walls. No one wanted to help us. Everyone in the country was afraid of this kind of policy. And of course, the president and the chief of the army denied all of this, and they would say that there was a democratic government and that there was no reason for us to think that they had a relative.
And you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM, Earth First Radio.
Here come chainsaws killing the trees, suffering everything that lives in peace. Animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race. Mountains by the ton, digging up uranium. Bald eagle looking for a place to land, but it's all gone for nuclear plans. Must we poison the water, earth, and air just to put a piece of toast? Oh, oh, dry on air. Don't we know there's gonna come a time The land is yours by right of birth, but the call the races can't stand to see me. The way that we were meant to be, our sisters and brothers are dying every day. Stay here.